Welcome back to another very special episode of Smell You Later.
It's the end.
I'm tying in.
Okay, sorry.
We don't introduce ourselves anymore. I was thinking about that. I was like,
that's true. Yeah, we don't. You know what's funny is like, I feel like every podcast, every single podcast, especially like the pro ones, everyone introduces themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's not that deep. Like, you know,
I mean, like there are two of us and we both sound like women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they know who we are.
We could be anyone. What if like every episode we just say a different name?
It wouldn't be the craziest shit that we've done.
Welcome back to Smell You Later. I'm your host, Jennifer Lawrence.
And I'm Mina Savari. Welcome to Smell You Later. God.
If I was somewhat good at celebrity impressions, I would absolutely do that.
That's so funny. Well, here we are again.
Here we are again. It's our favorite time of the year.
Yeah, the end of it. Wait, keep talking. I have to change my shirt. I'm so hot.
Okay. Tynan is doing a little wardrobe change. This feels creepy because I'm looking at you through your... I feel like I'm like a voyeur looking at you through your Zoom. Yeah.
My home. We're Tynan recording home. Via Zoom. Oh, God. Wait.
Oh, your AirPods are going to fly.
I didn't mean to actually do this on camera. Sorry, I'm exposing my titties on Smell You Later.
This is a titty safe zone.
This is a titty safe zone.
You know that the feminine urge to... meme that's going around. I saw a funny TikTok about a girl. It was just like a photo of her window blinds and then she like pulls them up and it's like the feminine urge to raise your blinds and have your titties out. And I was like, actually, kind of.
I love that.
As I'm for sure always like the naked neighbor.
Oh, you can't get clothes on me.
Yeah.
Please. In this house or out of it?
No. The point of living alone. My house is my clothes. If you're in your house, that's that. It's a wrap.
Right. Like, please, you want me to wear a bra around the house? Come on. Well, it is the end of the year.
Yes.
And so I guess we're coming up on like the retrospectives in the many ways that we could approach those. And we plan to, although they make me feel wonky.
The end of the year always does make me feel wonky. Mm-hmm. Also because I feel like this month, everyone's like, get all your shit in order for your work stuff and your invoices and your tax stuff. And I'm like, and now I gotta do this.
Oh, fuck. That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm about to send some emails about all of the people who've ghosted me on payments. Be like, so it's the end of the year. Where's my money? Thank you.
Right. The one time that you actually email someone?
Yeah, pretty much. I should be better about chasing payments, but I'm like, we'll get to it eventually.
Right. Oh, God, don't talk about taxes, please. Yeah.
Let's just not pay them. Let's just skip it this year.
I know. Like, fucking Elon Musk can do it.
Right?
So can we, bitch.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm once again going to have like 80 W-2s, whatever the fuck you call them. Whatever. Love to work.
Love to be working.
Right. Love to freelance.
Yeah.
But I was thinking as we... We're not getting into it yet, but or we could, who knows? But as I was approaching the idea of thinking about our idea for this episode and all of the fragrances that I've worn this year and like my 2021 through fragrance, I started to get real forlorn about, I don't know, like I was just like, God, this year has been so long and like there's been so much fucking change and this and that. I was like, whatever she sprayed on January 1st, which I know was cloud, like she is not the same girl that she is today. And that's good. But I'm like, it's been a long year.
It has felt especially long.
Yeah.
Like especially long.
It's funny because I don't even know why I feel like that, because I feel like time fucking flies so fast. Love to be old. This isn't going to make any goddamn sense. When I think back about like all the singular fragrances I wore day to day and sort of like measure my life through scent. Oh my God, this is getting so queer. I just like, I'm like, whoa, like a lot happened. You know what I mean?
It did. It truly did.
That's so embarrassing.
No, I think that's valid. I also, as you were saying that, I was thinking, I'm like, why has this year felt so long? And I'm like, oh, because I've been in the same fucking zip code for 365 fucking days.
Yeah.
I'm losing my goddamn mind.
You left your apartment four times in 2021.
Yeah, truly. And every time I leave it, I'm like, I have no business. I have no business walking about. Like, where am I going? What am I doing?
Right, right.
Yeah. We need to bust out of this town. I'm just going to like go to Allie's house and be like, I'm here.
Sable is dying to leave New York City. And she has been this entire calendar year.
Yeah. I've basically developed a neuroses of agoraphobia this entire year. That's what's happened to me. My house of smells. I'm just in
I love
house.
That. I love that for you. I am low key. Never mind. We're not even going to get into the variant of it all.
Oh, God. The variant of it all. The Omicron of it all.
Please go get boosted, get vaccinated, trust science, etc. And if you don't trust science, trust me. Listen, I will say, me and Sable may or may not have been exposed together within the week. And I've said this before, that vaccine is putting in overtime. Okay, girls.
Oh, like, for real.
We have both been getting tested out of the ass. We are COVID free, but also thank you to the vaccine.
Yeah, just sure. It's free. Just get one. Wait, are they still giving you like $100 if you get a vaccine?
I don't think so.
Can I get $100 with my booster?
We love it.
Yeah. You got to do one scam before the year is through. Come on.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. I haven't scammed enough this year.
I have scammed a bit, but they've all just been like brands. So.
That doesn't count. Well, I know. I was going to say, like, I scammed the Apple store. Then I was like, I didn't really.
Oh, yeah. You bought a computer, right?
My fucking laptop. It's not even that old. It's from like 2018, but it has the stupid keyboard that Mac did for some reason. They like tried to make it better and they made it a lot worse.
Love
and
that.
Then basically the keyboards just break. My E key doesn't work properly. So it adds too many E's or it like puts an E in the beginning of the next word.
No.
Everything I type sounds Dutch, basically. So finally, I like went to the store. I'm like, why is this happening? And then they're like, we'll replace it for you. They replaced it. It's still shitty. So I was like, cool. So it's just like a shitty thing with a shitty computer. Cool.
Yeah.
I was like, fine. It's a tax write-off. I'll get a new computer. And yeah. And then I went to the store because I was going to just do it online.
Yeah.
I don't know what possessed me to go to the store. Perhaps some benevolent spirit. And I was talking to the girl helping me. And she was like, this really cute young girl. And then she was like, I like you. You're cool. Mm. And then she like gave me all these discounts. It was insane.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, Apple doesn't do promo on Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Best Buy does. I think like B&H and like Amazon does. But that's only if you get like the most bare bones model. And I was like, no, I need those gigs. I need that RAM. Like load me up. So I had to like actually go to the Apple store, even though I know that there wasn't any discounts. They're like, they give you like $100 gift card to use at Apple. And I was like, I don't fucking want this.
To spend more money at the same goddamn place.
And then she was like, oh, if you're not going to need that, here, I'll just give you my discount so you don't have to waste the gift card. And I was like, are you in love with me?
She probably was. Yeah.
She was very young. So, like a college student. And I was like, oh, the youth.
She probably thought you were a college student too.
Yeah, shit. God willing.
The world unrolls itself to Sable.
It's really funny because she was like, well, what do you use? Like, and I was like, mostly just web browsing, word processing, some light audio editing and some Photoshop. And she was like, oh, to like filter your selfies. And I was like, I think that's the better answer to the truth is to make our fucking chaotic graphics for cellulitis. I was like, it's just easier to agree with her on that.
Right, right.
I'm like, sure,
Don't invite more questions.
Not to make weird anamorph looking graphics on Photoshop, not me.
Never that.
Let's simplify the narrative here.
I think it might have been when I was coming back from your place last weekend. I was feeling, I was like, I was on the train. I was like, what is this feeling? And I was feeling sort of festive.
Ooh.
It was giving ho ho ho. And so I hopped off the train one stop early at 34th and walked up to Rockefeller Center with the civilians. And I was like, I'm gonna go shopping. And I walked into one store, took one lap, and I said, I think the fuck not.
Yeah, no.
Hell out of here. It was Sunday, so it wasn't, I don't know what I was thinking, but that was some fucking hand-to-hand chaos. Combat. I was like, Merry Christmas, get out of my way.
Yeah.
So it's
chaos. I remember when I was a kid, I used to love looking at the tree at Rockefeller Center. Mm. And like my mom has always worked in the city in Midtown. So like I would just like meet up with her after work and my dad would come and we would all have dinner on Christmas Eve in the city somewhere and then like look at the tree. But year after year, I'm like, this is just an increasingly annoying experience because of the crowds of people mm-hmm. and just the chaos.
And now there's like an ice rink everywhere in New York City.
I know.
Which is cute, I guess. There's one at Hudson Yards, of course, just like made of money.
We missed, or rather, maybe I misread this press release. Did you get that press release about the Maison Kurkdjian scented ice rink at Brookfield Place?
That sounds like an email I would have ignored.
Yeah.
So maybe.
They sent a press release and they're like, Francis Maison, Francis Kurkdjian, I'm getting all these words mixed up, sorry. He is doing a pop-up at Brookfield Place and there is a little ice rink there and it's going to be scented with one of their fragrances. And I thought it was just like an announcement of like, here's a holiday activation. And then I saw in a couple editors' Instagram stories that they went to an event and a breakfast there. And I was like, where was my breakfast invitation?
Wait, my question for you is, what is Brookfield Place?
Dude, it's where the EXO offices used to be.
Oh,
yeah. It's like way down downtown, like in the financial district.
Oh, yeah. The second EXO offices.
Yes. It's where Time Inc. / Meredith was.
Got it.
I guess like Condé was also right across the street at One World Trade. They had the food court we would all go to for lunch.
That whole area is so haunted to me.
It is. I have no business going there. So I haven't. Only when I worked at Condé Nast would I fuck around that place because I literally had to. It's a luxury mall. They have like all luxury couture stores.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I'm like, who is shopping here? But apparently, right. I guess a lot of people.
Bitches with money.
Yeah. It's right on the river. So there was like a little dock in the back and it was kind of nice on a nice day to bring your lunch out there because you could like eat on the water. As you're, you know, passive aggressively getting Slack messages all throughout your lunch break. I'm like, what a beautiful view. I'm like, shut up. They do have an ice rink there as well. It's kind of small. I can't imagine that many people could skate on it at once. But now it's scented. So
that's cool. With what? With Baccarat Rouge?
I wish. I think it's a different
probably.
One. I think it is a different one. It was like a blue bottle. I don't know.
Remember when earlier this spring when one of their scents gave me a horrible reaction? Jesus.
Oh, it's happened to us all.
Yeah. It happened to you not so soon before.
Yes.
Right.
What were they called? It was one of those like, Sniff. D2C. Sniff. Yes.
Yeah, then we had to cancel that episode. I was like, listen, you made my girl break out.
You gave me a rash. You're canceled. I'm sorry.
You're canceled.
Wait, are they the brand that does like, if you love Santal 33, you'll love...
No, that's...
They're not that wicked. That's
Dossier. When people keep asking me about...
Really?
Mm-hmm. People ask me about that shit all the time. We're talking about the dupe fragrances for like $40. It's like, if you liked... I don't fucking know. Baccarat Rouge. We have one for $40. Y'all keep asking me about
like what? That. What is the question?
I think they're like... The question is always like, is this good? Does it check out? Are they accurate?
No. I just want to like go on the record and say no.
I have only worn one Dossier scent and it was a dupe for Flower Bomb. And
what did you think?
It was, I don't know. Had you not told me it was a Dossier like dupe, I don't know that I would have known the difference. To me, as Flower Bomb is pretty close to my heart because like my mom wears it and she has for a while. And like I wear it when I'm thinking about her, which is always, I know it well, and I feel like the Dossier one was a little bit more like mineral, but also like who the fuck? What
well,
do I
that's
know?
The thing. It's like even if the notes are the same ish, mm-hmm. maybe it's not the same concentrations because they wouldn't be able to know that,
right?
Like they wouldn't know that what the balance is.
I know that we differ on this, but I would like to do an episode with them only to be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? Not to like,
why do you exist?
I would never bring someone on the show to like interrogate them, I think, but like, I would be like, what is the deal? You know?
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny.
I feel like every question I would have would probably be it. Like, there's no way to not make it sound weird.
No, I know.
I'm just like, I feel like they would very quickly be like, we have made a terrible mistake.
Right, right.
I'm like, yeah. Why don't you just do something original?
Also that.
People are way too funded.
You know what? With all that money floating around, you got to give some of that to us.
Right.
We got fragrances to make.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, for real. We have the ideas. Just give us the money.
I know. Come on.
God. We have the ideas. We have the audience, I think. We have access to the press.
What does your shirt say?
It says 6 feet, you fucking fuck.
My God.
I don't know. I was feeling some type of way this morning.
I love it.
And it's funny. I was like walking down to pick up a package in my building lobby and like a bunch of children, of course, are fucking coming into my building. I was like, great.
And 12 little girls in 2 straight lines.
Yeah. They're like guardians are like glaring at me. And I'm like,
not my kid, not my problem.
Yeah.
Please.
You know what? Can they even read?
Can I?
Yeah. Okay. Should we talk about this episode? Finally.
Well, I'm curious to know, Sable, what do you smell like today?
Ooh, okay. Okay, okay, okay. I smell like Love Memoir by the one and only Iman.
Oh!
I don't even know her last name because she only goes by Iman.
That's a flex.
Yeah, so Iman, supermodel of yore and the widow of the late David Bowie, has created a fragrance called Love Memoir that is an homage to her romance with David Bowie. And it's funny because she, it's not funny actually, that's not the word I was looking for, not at all.
Real hood.
Well, what's interesting is that like she has never said anything like about his passing really. And even when they were together, they're very private people. I mean, maybe also owing to the fact that they're just like not oversharing millennials, but sure. I read in a couple of interviews, she had said that like, of course she was asked by so many people to write an autobiography. And of course her husband would have been a big part of that, but she just like couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But fragrance, of course, owing to the fact that scent is a huge time machine and keeper of memory, she thought that was the best way or her preferred way to honor her late husband with a fragrance that smells kind of like, she said that, or rather it was written that she based it off of the fragrance he would wear, which was Tom Ford Grey Vetiver. And then I guess added other stuff to go with it.
Oh my God, how beautiful.
I know. I have to get my nose around Tom Ford Grey Vetiver just so I can like smell the difference. Was it like public knowledge before the fragrance that David Bowie wore? Like, I don't know if that was.
I don't know.
But I really, really love the bottle because it's just round shapes on top.
It's really beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's like these two round ovals, horizontal ovals on top of each other that she said was based on stacking river rocks as like a meditative activity she would do in her palatial Catskills estate. But the scent itself is warm and spicy and comforting. I think those are like the big three. Warm, spicy, comforting. I feel like right out of the spritzer, there is this like metallic or minerally kind of edge to it. But then as soon as it sits on my skin and then just like mingles and warms up to my body temperature, it starts to like get so much warmer and fuzzier. And it's just, it's so comforting. And like, I don't know. Honestly, it reminds me of this therapist I had in college who was like the most, not her smell, but just how comforting she was to me at the time. And I honestly think that like, I'm too good at intellectualizing my feelings. So what I seek in a therapist is like what she was able to provide for me, which was just like someone to be a comforting, almost like maternal figure. And like
that's so cool.
Yeah, that's what the scent reminds. I just feel like enveloped in safety.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's a beautiful fragrance.
Is it a scent? What am I asking you? Who does the Dolly scent? Why can't I remember that?
Oh, Scent Beauty. No,
Scent Beauty.
I don't believe it is. It's okay. Exclusively on HSN, which is interesting.
Did you buy it?
No. I think I posted about it and then somebody who reps a PR person who reps HSN actually DM'd me and was like, hey, we rep HSN, like let us know and we'll send you a bottle.
So oh, cool.
It's very happenstance. Nice. Yeah, that was cool.
Someone's doing their job.
Yeah. But I thought that's an interesting choice. I'm like, why HSN? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah.
Love, that's I so mean, cool. I want to smell it. Oh, wait. Speaking of orbs.
Orbs. Yep,
I got the new KKWSN. The opals.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know my feelings about KKW fragrance, but when
you
I
like them, you just don't like her.
I don't know if either of those things are true. I don't.
You
I
have enjoyed some KKW scents.
I have enjoyed them. I don't think they're for me. Mm. I have neutral feelings towards Kim K.
Yeah, neutral. I would say you don't even care.
I just, yeah, like I don't think about her, but yeah. I just feel like people make such a fuss that I'm like, why are you forcing me to think about Kim Kardashian?
Right.
Like, that's what
me
I resent.
Specifically.
Yeah. Like, I resent being forced to think about Kim Kardashian.
Well, this is not what I'm wearing, but yeah, KKW just put out...
I love the bottles.
Her usual trio of fragrances, and it's like the Opal collection, and I love opals.
Same.
Because they're gay, but I had them send these, and the bottles are just so cute. I'll bring them over. Sorry, anyways, that was...
They're like eggs.
Yeah, they're like shimmery eggs.
What's the scent profiles?
So this one is a Woody Gourmand Opal Drip. And this one, what did I just say it was? I think
Woody Gourmand.
Fruity. Woody, fruity. I think Woody? This is... No, this is Woody and Fruity. This gives like a cousin of Cloud. It's not Cloud, but it has the same like sweet weight to it.
Okay.
And yeah, it's really nice. It's really interesting. It's giving like juicy fruit in a really nice way.
Okay.
Opal Mood, which I think is such like the funniest name for a fragrance. Like, what are you doing?
Mood
is the pink one, which is of course the first one that I tried, and this one I think is the Woody Gourmand, and this one is really nice, not groundbreaking, I would say, but pretty. You know, okay. If I paid $40 for it, which is what they go for, I would be very happy with it. And I haven't worn the third one, but I mean, I love opals. Opal is Kim's birthstone, and I only know that because she did a birthday collection for KKW Beauty.
Oh.
Not like that obsessed. And then, yeah, I'm just really excited about this piece because they're very me and you because they're egg-like.
The eggs. I love anything egg-shaped or orb-shaped.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. You hate edges.
I don't want any angle. Smooth brain, empty head.
Always.
Titan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like something that I've been waiting for a minute to wear. So I smelled this about 3 weeks ago at the Aidas event.
Ooh.
But it took him a second to send it to me. And then I was anxious. I wanted to wear things that made me comforted. So I finally got around to it today. I'm wearing Copal Azure.
Ooh.
Yeah. They sent you a vial of this, right?
No.
Maybe not. Okay.
They sent me Cierge de Lune.
Got it. Yeah, which is the vanilla, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, they sent me a full bottle of this, which I was really excited for because it really, really stuck with me after that event. There's a ton of copy on the website, so I'm not going to run you down for that. But what they told me then and what I'm skimming now is that Copal Azure is supposed to smell like a beach with like salty sea air, etc. But you're burning incense on a beach.
Yeah.
And
I remember
I
the story they were telling me behind that.
Yeah. And because I think they like did that or something. Yep. And then they were like,
it was on a trip to Tulum, I think. Carl was saying, it was just, he was like, all over Tulum, they would burn this incense. So that intermingled with like the beach, and that's the stuff they created. Yeah.
Right. And it is just so nice. It's just like fresh and salty, but really incensey as well. But the incense sits atop the beach air, so it never gets too heavy or never gets too stale. And I will say I love an incense scent because of my like,
same.
I guess, religious upbringing and like the Lord. But so I love an incense scent, but there's a lot of ways that they can go wrong, but there's a lot of ways that they can go right. This, I don't know why, but this smells exactly like the specific incense that they would burn in the censer at the church that I grew up in. It's wild.
Wow.
And not as a whole, because there's still like the beachiness, the freshness, the ocean, whatever, but like the incense that's in here is I know in my bones what was in the sensor at the church that I grew up in. It's wild. I love the scent. It's so, because you think of incense as so cold and mineralic and heavy, and then you think of the beach as the beach, you know, like breezy and warm. And so they're taking these two opposing ideas and joining them in a way that like really works. It's like turquoise and tangerine. They like somehow complement each other so well. And I meant those are the colors. I don't know if it made any sense. But the build of the scent, there's incense throughout it. So at the top, there's incense, salt, and ozonic notes. So there's the beach. In the middle, there's incense, cardamom, and patchouli. And in the base, there's incense, myrrh, which I think is also an incense, amber, and tonka bean. So yeah, this is really unique to me. I feel like we are lucky to smell so much shit all week that it's like, even if it's good, we've probably smelled something like it before. This one is singular and really excites me. And I'm so, so, so happy that it showed up at my door, because this, I was thinking about this one, man. And I'm finally, I'm happy that I can, you know, wear it without freaking out these days, because it smells great. So I don't know. Yeah. I love it. It's so interesting to me.
How is your anxiety levels a week later? can we talk about that on air?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for asking. I feel a little better than I did. I feel a lot better than I did. Okay. I don't know what my deal was. Yeah.
Was it like a specific thing?
No. Okay. No, yeah. And it never is. It was just, I just started to feel like it was 2019 again, and I was going fucking crazy, and things were starting to hit me like they would, and I was like, oh no, this is all too familiar. Like, I don't know, I just had and it wasn't work related, but I had like a good week at work, or just rather a normal week at work, you know. And I was just like, okay, this is helpful, and like I sort of like laid low, and I feel better and I feel good. So
yeah,
now I could wear incense without spite.
That's good. I'm glad. I feel like whenever I get these like weird anxious waves, it is always something specific that I've been ignoring. And then it's like my body's way of being like, bitch, listen to me. And I'm like,
I think what I'm learning about myself over and over again, and I know this, but like, I love to just keep moving. You know, I love to like not deal with my feelings or whatever, because I'm pretty like good about that. But like, there are just like certain things that I don't want to admit that I'm feeling, so I'm not going to, and I'm going to throw myself into work and keep the train moving and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they're all going to come back to you one way or another, you know, like you're going to deal with them or they're going to make you deal with them. And I think I'm at like the tail end of that again. And I don't know.
I gotta
get my act together.
Absolutely.
Also, I'm fine. Like, my life is perfect. Like, what am I complaining about? You know, like everything is great.
I feel like you and I have very consistent lifestyles.
Yeah.
So when something is amiss, I'm like, what could be wrong? Nothing has changed. Everything's the same. Mm-hmm. Like, what could this possibly be?
And like, don't get me wrong, I am a very fun girl. I'm very spontaneous and exciting. But, you know, I like to know what the fuck I'm doing and what's coming up. And I think like, at least with people, and I'm not talking like boys or whatever, but like any sort of like volatility with someone else,
friction,
I'm like, oh, not even friction. Yeah. Like I love to fight, but I just, if you know, things are, if the pendulum is swinging one of either way, both very fast, or if, I don't know, I just like volatile and me don't go well together. It's like hot and cold, all of this. Like I'm a very hot and cold person too, but like not at the same time, you know? I don't know if that makes any sense.
It will.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
Yes. This is an anxiety podcast. This is a mental health podcast.
We're not sponsored by BetterHelp, but if they want to run us a bag, please.
Or Headspace, man. I love their illustrations or their little animations. I know,
they're so funny. Well, yeah, because they're also circles.
Yep. Just circles with big old round eyes. I love that. Little blobby blobs. That's my new therapist, these blobs.
I love it. Well, we had a really good idea about this episode. I had a concept, and then Sable put a wrapper on it, which made it really funny and clever, of course. So what are we doing today, Sable?
Okay, so seeing that it is now the beginning of December, pretty much, it's that time of year where everybody's lists emerge. They're wrapped lists and smell you later. We don't have the same graphic designer as Spotify, but we do have Smell You Later Wrapped.
Yes.
Which is our end of year scent and smell list. We kind of came at it from different angles. So I think that's, yeah. but I like that we came at it from different angles.
I think we can tie it up into the same one though.
Yeah.
It's not like we ever know what we're doing anyway.
Never.
So the Spotify Wrapped list came out this week, and everyone, of course,
yeah, they're sharing. Flagrantly
posted those. Yes. I don't use Spotify.
No.
Since I am an elitist, I use Apple Music.
Didn't they also release a similar thing? Yeah,
they have like a flop version that doesn't, it's like the same thing, but weirdly not the same thing. And it's not designed. So it's like not very shareable. It's like, get it together, you're Apple.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, you have so much money. Like,
what are you doing?
Give like, you're already stupid little graphics.
You're already stealing the idea. Just completely steal it. Like, do it with your whole chest. My God. Yeah. So everyone was sharing all those around, and we thought it would be funny to do like instead of a Spotify Wrapped, a Smell You Later Wrapped. And yeah, it's looking back on the year in fragrances.
Mm-hmm. And scents and smells.
And scents. Yes. Yeah. What did your Spotify Wrapped look like? I saw it, but I want you to say it.
It kind of surprised me, honestly. What did not surprise me is that my top five were all women. Of course. I don't want to listen to a man singing. Absolutely not.
Or at all.
Never. My top listen to artist was Kacey Musgraves, which surprised me because I was like, I don't remember listening to her like that dedicatedly. I don't know.
Sable said, yeehaw.
Yeah. My most listened to Kacey Musgraves track was Die Fun. I think that's my favorite song of hers. I didn't just like scooted off frame and came back with like a full cowboy hat. Where did that come from?
I'm sorry, this is so stupid. I'm crying.
It's so funny.
Fran texted me when he was home and he says, how big is your head in inches? And I was like, that's so rude. I'm insecure about my big head. And then he comes back with a genuine cowboy hat for me.
That's so funny. I love that. So funny, saw you posted that text and you were like, if anyone knows me, this is so compatible. Oh my God. That is perfect.
Anyway, yeehaw to you.
Go on. My most listened to song was If It Ain't Me by Dua Lipa.
Okay.
That checks out, actually. Basically, if it's like a sad, moody song with a danceable beat, I will listen to it over and over and over and over and over again.
Oh, same. Like,
that's how you get me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who else was on my top five? Wait, I have it on my phone. I can just check. Number one, Kacey Musgraves. Number two, Banks. Absolutely. Number three, Kim Petras. Absolutely. Number four, Billie Eilish. A little surprising, to be honest.
Okay.
Number five, Ariana Grande.
I know, that's right.
Well, she comes up.
You were always playing Ariana when I'm over. That is on your little playlist. Well,
she always comes up on every single daily mix list.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, well, you wouldn't know this because you don't use Spotify, but Spotify uses the information, all the data that it's stealing from you about what you listen to. And then it creates these like differently genre daily mixes. And Ariana is always on at least like three out of six of them. So
queen,
they're like making me listen to her whether I want to or not.
Good.
Not that I don't enjoy it, but still
good.
Yeah.
Love that. Mine. Okay. So Apple opens with your top 10 songs played. Mm-hmm. And honestly, not that this surprises me, but I think something is wrong here. Because listen, I listened to we all know I love Ariana, whatever, but I listened to like a lot of shit this year. And the top artists make a lot of sense, but I'm shocked that none of them showed up in the top 10 because literally my top 10 is just the Positions album. Sable, this is sick.
Like, that is, wow.
I listened to so many playlists this year. I listened to so many other girls. But the thing is, it's like there's tracks from like the deluxe edition that came out months later. There's the original. Wow. Like, I need to see somebody.
What is the data?
And the only song that's not from Positions is Doja Cat's I Don't Do Drugs featuring Ariana Grande. So, which is a great song.
Yeah.
Listen, I know I streamed this album a lot and I regret nothing. And I do it again.
I'm streaming it right now.
It was a horny year. My top five girlies were Ariana, Taylor Swift, Doja Cat, Billie Eilish, my boss, and JoJo. So that checks out.
That checks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also told me that my number one podcast was Smell Collector.
I love that. Well,
it's the only podcast I listen to is ours.
Period. Also, thank you all for having Smell You Later as your number one. We saw a lot of that. That was really cute and great.
That was really cute. The people are listening.
The girls are listening. Okay. Why don't you lead us off?
All right. Do you want to work your way up to the, should we work our way up to the top five or should we start with the top five?
Let's start with the biggest.
Let's start with the biggest. Okay.
Yeah.
My top five smells of the year. Number one, coffee.
Yeah.
Just coffee in general, because I drink it every day, sometimes multiple times a day. Love it. Love the stuff.
I always forget you're a coffee person. I mean, I am deeply a coffee person. I always forget that you are.
Yeah. Wait, but you're like strictly an iced coffee person?
Yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah. I feel like I always go for a latte.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like thick coffee.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Not like the sugary kinds. I just like the texture. Just like
fair. Okay.
Thick coffee. Okay. My number two scent is Hinoki. I just everywhere. And since I'm so obsessed with it, like anything that's Hinoki scented, I'll buy it. So
okay.
Number three, top smell, iris.
Yes.
Again, love iris. Anything that's iris, I'm going to sniff the shit out of it.
Okay.
Number four, cloud.
Exactly. Yes,
exactly.
Thank you.
The fragrance and the concept.
Yes. I love that.
As you will know, if you listen to our cloud episode.
Or any episode.
Or any episode. Number five was a little amorphous, but it's definitely food. Just like any food. It's like top five smells food.
I love that. A friend of mine was in town last week and I was up really early in the morning. I was up at like 5 and
ew.
I know, gross. And I hopped out the shower and I sprayed cloud on me at like probably 5:30 in the morning. And then I didn't see him until like 10 p.m. And this guy's known me forever, but I was like, hi, and I hugged him. And he was like, oh, you smell really good. Is that... And I was like, I just looked at him. He was like, is that cloud? And I was like, yes, it is. It's a cloud.
You know it.
You know, you already know.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you make of course, Sable and I could not have like aligned these ideas before we hit record. So did you do a top five fine fragrances or no?
No. I just did top five smells.
I like your top five smells quite a bit.
Yeah.
I did not do a top five smell list, but if I did, coffee would definitely be number one.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, like, I don't even want to say this out loud. I'm so stupid. Like, a man fresh out the shower.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sorry. Not that there's any of those in my life right now, but...
I was going to say, I was like, you've had a year. I have not had that year.
Me kissing every boy on planet Earth and the moon. Hitting. No, just like conceptually. I think iris. Yeah. Show, as I keep saying, has really shown me how much I love iris. So much. And of course, cloud would be on my list. So that's four. I'm going to keep it at four. Okay. Oh, wait, no. I'm going through like a marshmallow phase right now. I'm in my marshmallow era.
Okay.
And I'm going to put marshmallows on number five.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. I'm like trying to think back holistically and I'm like, if I'm being honest, like obviously one of the top smells would be like, you know, the trash, but like that's not aesthetic to include like all those things. Right. I'm like, that's not aesthetic to
include. Well, and it's like I top five scents that you enjoy smelling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, I feel like I should have included like that hand soap that and other stories hand soap.
Oh, that shit is so good.
Cause I always forget about hand soap because it's just like, you know, like washing your hands, like you don't really think about it. It's just like a thing you do as like part of a mindless routine after you go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But like that scent, that hand wash scent will linger. It's the, I'm going to say this wrong. Fjallbergholma. It's the one with the F.
Their names are kooky.
They're Swedish words, but I know like one starts with an H, one starts with an L, one starts with an F. This is the one with the F.
I don't think I ever told you this, but Sable, months ago, this is like spring, summer vibes, it was summer because I'd moved. Yeah. Had this like dope nail polish from And Other Stories that I was like, I'm going to go get that. And so one day after work, I stomped over to the store in Midtown and I'd never been in there, nor did I know what it was. I knew that you loved it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was like in IKEA for clothes. Everything was in Swedish and I couldn't read anything. And I was like, I couldn't even find the hand soap for one or the nail polish. They had everything but the goddamn shade you had. So I'm still on the hunt for that.
Yeah. I love their beauty section, but it's really scattered. I feel like their body care section is pretty robust.
Yeah.
But they have makeup. They used to have more fine fragrances, but maybe they didn't do well. So they kind of like remove them. They have a quote unquote premium like natural beauty line that had some really nice fine fragrances, but I think they were like $50 or $60. And I feel like the customer who's shopping for body products there isn't really mentally prepared to spend $60 on.
No, yeah, that's not exactly like added value.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's just a fragrance.
Yeah, because they have a lot of Eau de Toilettes, but those are all for $40.
Yeah.
Which I guess like is more in their range. Yeah. But their Swedish body care line is really, really nice.
You ride for them. I gotta get familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went the more literal dumbass route and did a top five fine fragrances because I have never had an original idea in my life. But I think I'm gonna go from 5 to 1.
Okay.
Okay. So these are not my like most worn. They are just my top five favorites of the year.
Yes.
We're gonna start off with 5. Rebel Bubblegum.
Ooh, yes, you do love that one.
I do love that one. I need to wear it more. There's only, you know, I can only wear one fragrance a day. So I do love Rebel Bubblegum. It's a very accurate, like literal and fanciful take on bubblegum. It's great. And the bottle is a matte pink. It's perfect. I'm obsessed with it. Oh, these are all launches of this year too, by the way.
Even better.
Yeah. So top 5 fragrances of 2021. All right. Number 4 is God is a Woman by Ariana Grande.
Ooh.
People really, really like this. And I'm people. It's just like it's just like a very like blue, purple, atmospheric. Kara calls it a floral. I wouldn't, but it's just like really airy and like exists above you. It's really good. I don't know. I really like it.
Okay.
Number 3. Oh, this is something I always wish that I'm wearing when I talk about it. I love this and I'm sorry. Number 3 is Olive by KKW Fragrances and Kendall Jenner.
Oh yeah. You talked about it on an episode previously. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
This is the aldehydic sort of like sweet aldehyde. Oh my God. It's so good, Sable. It smells like a new Barbie fresh out the packaging. Like sweet and rubbery. And just, I've really like actually never smelled anything like that. It is so good. It's so good.
Wow.
Anyway, if that was still available online, I would honestly
probably is it discontinued?
It may have sold out. Let me look right now. Only because like I would buy it again to have a backup. Ugh, yeah, it's fucking not there. God. Well, joke.
I thought I saw them in Sephora.
Ulta. And maybe it's at Ulta, actually. I'll figure it out. Number 2, and I'm sorry that this is unfair, and I'm not doing this as a flex, but we've had it and we've talked about it. We've had it for like 6 weeks at this point, is Boy Smells Hinoki Fantôme.
Oh, yeah. When are they releasing that?
So I think that they pushed the date or I misheard them the first time. So it is at like the very end of this year. I talked to them about it this week. And
that's so weird.
They reached out to me. I know.
At the end of the year.
People always launch on like January 1st, though. Like,
yeah, but that's different. That's like the beginning.
4 days?
I mean,
I'm talking like December 26th vibes.
The day after Christmas?
And what? If I said that, no, I didn't. if I was not allowed to say that, then I did not say that.
What capitalist scam is this?
I don't know, dude. But it is. I'm just saying it now. I'm not saying it to be cool because I haven't. You don't, listener. I'm just saying it is really worth the hype
really good,
that we're giving it. It is really exquisite. Oh my God. It's just like.
It's the one.
It's tea. It's like sort of incensey. It's sort of mineralic, but it's like, it's got this sweet melony note. Like, oh my God, it's so good. It stresses me out. So when that is available, promise me, dear listener, that you will go smell it because it really, you will not regret it. And as you know, we're always right.
We're always right.
get into that.
It's a blessing and a burden.
My number one fragrance of the year. Do you know what it is?
I think I do, but I'm going to let you say it.
Okay, because I think you would know what it is.
Yeah.
I thought long and hard about it because I was going to make Hinoki Fantôme my favorite one, but I really, really think this is a toss-up, but I think my favorite fragrance of the year is Sweet Diamond Pink Pepper from Kiali.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think it was going to say?
I thought you were going to say Cloud Intense.
Ooh, okay. I mean, that would have been a little easy, yeah. You know, because yes, on principle, yes.
Yeah.
We are still putting girls on the clock.
Love that Kiali fragrance.
I love Sweet Diamond Pink Pepper. It's so interesting. It's so good. It's so unique. It's so like, it's as dark as you can possibly get and as pink as you can possibly get at the same time. It's like cotton candy and coal. It's like, really though, it's
naughty
like, it's like,
nice.
It's like rock candy and tire tread. Oh my, it's like, I don't know. It's really good. I love that scent.
You do.
That's it.
I feel like every time you talk about it, you just like get more and more heated and like you just start talking faster and faster.
You can tell the more that I sound disgusted by something, the more that I love it. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's true.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Oh my God.
I love that. Glad I got that off my chest. Also, sorry, pause. This is just a question for you.
Yeah.
The first Killian Spirits collection, mm-hmm. Angel Share and whatever the fuck else. Those were last year, right? Or were they this spring?
No, I think they were last year.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. This is truly like a what is time moment.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were last year.
I agree.
Because this year they released two more.
You're right. And that was basically Summer Vibes.
Yeah. I liked the first two, Angel Share and Roses on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next two was like the apple brandy one and the absinthe.
Absinthe one, yeah.
L'Eau Vale. Yeah, I was like, this is fine.
I genuinely really like all of them. I really like the other two. Because apple brandy just reminds me of Wisconsin, reminds me of home
and
the bar. And the absinthe one reminds me of Believe by Britney Spears.
I do like the absinthe one. The apple brandy one, it has this kind of, it warps into this note or this scent that to me smells like fake maple syrup.
Mm, I see that though.
Yeah. And I don't like that smell.
I see that.
It comes up for me in a couple of like synthetic fragrances. Fake maple syrup smell that to me just always, I think of like burning plastic and I'm like,
Sure. What's next, girl?
Okay. I have like a couple other kooky categories.
Good, because all mine suck.
Well, okay, here's one that I think we both have is most worn scent of the year.
Yeah, I have a list for this too, actually, but go ahead.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I, to be honest, I don't think I could pinpoint an exact fragrance because I will sometimes wear two different fragrances throughout the day. So it's like that. But I can confidently say that it's most likely my most worn scent is a Byredo scent.
Mm.
In rotation, I go back to them again and again. This year, big rotation, Blanche. Only because they sent me like 50 bottles of this. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a big Blanche year for you.
Yeah, a big Blanche year. Oh, they also sent, one of the mailers came with the Blanche scented laundry detergent, which is so nice. So
cute.
All of my clothes smell like that.
That was a really good mailer that I did not get. What's good, Byredo?
Gypsy Water. And Cellier or La Celle.
Oh, Cellier is the one that you like love, right?
Yeah. La Celle is the original extrait oil.
Yes.
That I've had for ages. And then because they only do the limited edition, because it was so popular, they decided to make it an eau de, an extrait. I guess it's not an eau de parfum then. It's like an eau de extrait or something. But it's part of their Night Veils special collection. And that one is called Cellier, which is it's not quite the same. It doesn't have the same depth as the oil or the same roundness to the overall scent experience, but it is still very, very similar.
And sorry, like, wait. Go on, sorry.
Like if the oil is truly and you can't get it, then Cellier is obviously the next best thing.
And Cellier is newer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it came out late 2019, early 2020. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
My most worn, forgive me if they're obvious. I mean, they are because I talk about the scents that I wear all the time. But I guess I have. So I think we were talking about this before we hit record. I think of this year more than any other, I have worn, like, I've not gone back to the same thing over and over again. We got a lot of stuff to smell, you know?
Yeah.
But there are, of course, a couple that I have gone back to. I think this one is a lie. I'm going from 4 to 1, and there's 4, not 5. I don't know why.
Wait, so your most worn scent?
Yeah.
There's several?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a long year.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'll do 3. Actually, maybe I'll do 2. Well, you know what number 1 is.
I know. We all know what number 1
is. We all know what number 1 is. Okay. Yeah, I'll do 3. 3 is Sweet Diamond Pink Pepper. I went back to that. Not as much as I should have, but quite a bit throughout the year. Number 2 is, God damn it, 1996 from Byredo. Yeah. I spray that, it's like the first time. It's really, 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 truly so good. And number 1, do I even need to say it? It's Cloud.
Cloud, obviously.
As it should be. We have put so many people onto Cloud and they all come back with raves. Did I tell you? Yeah, I did text you. I was at Ulta doing whatever I do at Ulta. And just Ulta-ing around. And I was in the fragrance section, you know, checking things out. And there was this girl holding up, she was buying Cloud. She had the box in her hand. And I think I grabbed the bottle. I don't talk to people in public, please. But we started talking about Cloud and she was just like, it's just the one. And I'm like, girl, you're not telling me anything. I don't know. She's like, I always try different things. And I say, now today's the day I'm going to get something new, but I always go back to Cloud. There's nothing better. And I was like, do you want to come on my show?
Come on my podcast.
Yeah, so those are my most worn. I thought that was going to be more exciting, but as I was talking through it, I was like, oh, this is very obvious.
I believe it.
It's fine.
Okay, perhaps you know this, but our most talked about brand on the podcast, for me, I'm pretty confident when I say it's Boy Smells.
Ooh.
Yeah. We talk about Boy Smells like every other episode, I feel.
That's hard though, because I feel like we split our time between fragrances and candles. Maybe more so even candles.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do have I'm not saying you're wrong, you are not, but they do have a little bit of a leg up, because when I think of fragrance, I think of fine fragrance, you know? So, but Boy Smells, for sure. Yeah. Mine, we just have to take Cloud out of the equation, please. But so if you remove that, I really thought, for me, you're right, of course, but I think the close second is Kaoli.
Yeah, we do talk about Kaoli
It's been a Kaoli year. There's been 3 fragrance launches, 1 that's just around the corner. So it's about to be 4. And yeah, I think they really turned it out this year. I really, really like what they're doing. It's so fun.
Did she announce the new one? It's like an apple one.
She did announce it. Yeah. And I have the exclusive on it. Ooh. And I'm trying to the holidays, it's terrible to place anything, but I'm trying to land that.
Did they send you a sample?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it apple-y? Is it as apple-y as you hoped it'd be?
I guess we can talk about it. She's announced it. Yeah, it's really good. So they pitched it to me. It's called, not Juicy Apple, but something. It's a pretty basic name. Hold on. It's, well, girls, I don't know what it's called. But
I think it was like something like Juicy Apple 01.
I think it's Juicy Apple 01. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, it's really good. It's different than anything they've done before. Mm-hmm. Weight-wise, I would say it's closer to a Utopia in that it is vibrant, but not heavy. And this whole time, I'm like, can't even say this. Yeah, I can say this. They pitched it to me as like the 2021 version of DKNY Be Delicious. And I was like, oh, I'm listening.
If that bottle is not round,
well, it's like
your goddamn words. I know. It has to be apple shaped.
And they were throwing around words like, you know, temptation, symbolism. And I was like, oh, we're getting biblical. Okay. Now I'm listening. So yeah, it's really good. It's really fun to wear. It's a real joy. It's really bright. It's juicy in the way that an apple, it smells more like an actual apple than I think Be Delicious did. For better or worse, it's just a little more literal. There's a lot of like berry in it to make it sweeter and juicy. But you know, like how an apple is like, the apple itself is like sort of like mealy, you know what I mean?
Ew.
I know, sorry. But like, it has like this texture of an apple as well. Okay. And like, you know how sometimes it makes like the back of your tongue and your jaw ache real quick because it's so like that?
The juice.
Yeah, it's that. It's really nice. Okay. I think it's cool because it is sort of it's a departure for them. I mean, all of their stuff definitely has a mood. It's very gourmand and spicy. And
it's very heady.
Very heady, exactly. Yeah. And this one goes left of that. I think it's great. So hopefully I can make this work.
Now I'm thinking of like, imagine giving up eternal paradise for a fucking apple. The worst fruit. If you were like,
I don't think that was like really what happened. And
creation sort of like, okay. If they were like, eat this raspberry or like eat this golden kiwi.
Yeah.
I would be like, sure. Okay. The kiwi of knowledge, yes, I will give up eternal paradise for that. But a fucking apple. Ugh.
I think what they should have done is...
what Adam and Eve should have done?
Is marry the book of Genesis with Call Me By Your Name and and have the peach that you have to fuck.
Oh, the fuck peach, yeah.
The fuck peach. I mean, I think the creation story was a little bit more than like just an apple. It wasn't, yeah. She wasn't just hungry.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's like a metaphorical apple. I know. But also.
Shout out to Eve.
Yeah. She was the original girl boss. She wanted that knowledge. She had things to do.
She wanted it. She got it.
Girl boss too close to the sun. And now we are damned to eternal suffering.
God. Thanks, Eve. I have a list of most worn brands. So I was trying to think of like most played artists, most worn brands. This is where my, like the, you know, the Spotify tees.
I got it.
From 5 to 1, I have Killian.
Ooh.
Because, God, what year is it? Did Love, Don't Be Shy Extreme come out this year or last? Oh my God.
I honestly.
Fuck.
We need to consult Fragrantica.
It is Killian. December, I suppose. No, that was this year. That was this year. No more than I sound like it.
2021? Yeah.
All right. There we go. Okay. So it all started with Love, Don't Be Shy Extreme. So there was wearing a lot of that. There was wearing a lot of Love, Don't Be Shy. Of course, Killian Intoxicated. It was one of my all-timers, my top three. There was also, I wore a lot of Killian at your place randomly a couple times. So they're pretty, I love them. So that's my number 5 most worn brand. Number 4 is Replica, just because.
Yep.
We love a replica moment. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, rather. Number 3 is Byredo. Mm-hmm. And number 2 is Kayali. And number 1 is Ariana Grande. And I make no apologies for it.
Nor should you.
Thank you.
My most worn brands. I can see this so clearly in my head already because they're always the ones that are like front and center within reach in my little
closet. Oh, yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm. So in no ranking order, Byredo, obviously, because I said them before. Commodity, definitely. Voicemails, I still have all the samples. And Diaz and Durga and Acro.
Acro. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that all checks out.
Yeah. I feel like there is. Okay. This is like not because now you got me thinking about like I wasn't thinking solely like things that only were released in 2021. I was just thinking of like the things I used or wore in 2021.
That's also valid.
Yeah. What do you think is the best newcomer of 2021? Like breast.
Were you talking brands or
brands? Yeah.
I've got to say off rip, probably. I've got to say Agra.
I think you're right. But yeah. I was also thinking, and I don't know if this counts because it's a redux, but Commodity.
I still haven't broken into that. Discovery kit. I gotta get my act together.
Fragrantica is telling me that Acro launched in 2018.
The fuck?
The fuck?
Well, it's new to us. Okay. It's fine.
What the? Oh, wait. I think when we initially got those emails, it's because they were launching in the US.
Well, where do we live?
Right. Yeah. this is a US podcast. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right. Those are like the two that immediately come to mind when I think of like what was like the best, most exciting brand launch of the year.
Well, let me add one to that, because I agree with you. I think for us and for the sake of the show, this is a very self-serving answer, I'm sorry. But I think for the sake of the show, Acro is definitely the one. I think what they do is like perfect and very up our alleys. But I have to say, if we're talking about brand launches and exciting and blah, 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 Miss Billie Eilish.
She just launched.
It's still this year. Yes. I do really like the song.
Yeah. It is a very you scent. Immediately when I smelled it, I was like, bam, that is vanilla.
Yeah. More vanilla on you than it is me, though. Actually, it's different. It's different on you, as it always is. Yeah.
I was kind of surprised at that. I don't know why I expected a scent Billie Eilish made to be not a gourmand, but...
I agree with you.
Yeah. I was a bit surprised. Right. I was like, so she really is just like us.
Yeah, right.
Oh, here's a spicy category. Most overused note.
Why don't you go first? Because I'm going to run my mouth as I always do.
Oh, hands down, sandalwood.
Yeah. I was going to say sandalwood as well.
Which is fine. It has multi facets. You can do so many things with sandalwood. But I feel like when it's the type of scent where sandalwood is called out, they always smell the fucking same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need any scents. We are past, society has moved past the need for sandalwood scents. Yeah. Sandalwood can be incense for sure.
Yes,
like
yes.
I know it does like a lot of favors, especially when it's next to vanilla or next to a tonka. But it's just too like dusty for me to like want a scent all about it.
Like, it just, I feel like, you know, I get that a lot of people like these non-invasive, neutral scents. And ever since our Marissa Zappas episode where she said this, like, I cannot get it out of my head because it encapsulated everything I thought about it, but could not put into words, which is that it's that when scents really, really focus or leverage sandalwood as its gender neutral factor, the fact is that you're like, you're just trying to not make it smell feminine.
Yep.
Like it's not, you're not actually gender neutral. You're just like defeminizing something. And I was like,
exactly. I think about that a lot too. I've gone back to what she said often about that. That is very.
It's like you're making it palatable for people who find feminism too triggering or something. I don't know. Yeah. For men. Because, like, God forbid a man smell like a fucking rose.
Please. Sandalwood was my pick too. So.
Ha.
What do you think the most underrated note in fragrance is?
Ooh. Pepper.
What?
Pink. Pepper.
Peppers in everything. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's valid.
It's still like an underdog. No one's like, I love this peppery fragrance, you know?
Okay.
No one's like, I love those pepper scents.
No one but Marc Jacobs Bang.
Yeah.
which, to your credit, is 15 years old. So
yeah. But I feel like pepper is such an underdog because it does so much with so little.
Yeah, pepper's great.
Yeah.
Mine would be coffee.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
You know what scent? I got to break back out. I was going to say pineapple too, but then I was going to say gingerbread. But then again, like gingerbread's an accord. But then it brought me to that Valentino scent from last winter. I don't know, the yellow one that has...
Viva Voce?
No. Uomo. Rome.
Yeah.
In Rome, something. Right. I don't know what it's called. But... with the notes of pineapple, gingerbread, etc. I gotta wear that again. It's very now.
Pineapple and gingerbread is like doing my head in. Like, they're so different.
Yeah, they're so different, but it works.
Wow. Coffee, though. That's it. Yeah.
We need more of it.
God, what if there was like a scent that had coffee and pepper? That would be crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Smelly literal one.
Yeah. It almost like, I feel like that almost like kind of translates to like a chai accord.
Ooh.
Look at us formulating live.
Please, Jib it out. What up?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Is it too bombastic to say a smell of the year?
No, not at all. It's smell like the, of the year.
It's okay, like the Pantone colors so of your smell of the year. Well, ooh, for me, okay. For me personally, my smell of the year in my experience has been the persons of interest calm the fuck down incense cones.
Oh.
Yeah, the ones you almost ate.
Cool. Yeah, I thought they were truffles.
For a while, when I was like mentally well, I had this this morning ritual where I would wake up and wash my teeth, brush my face, and I would do yoga, like a 10, 15 minute, nothing intensive, but just like a nice morning stretch. And I would light this incense. And I don't know if it helped, but it was just like a nice way to start the day. Mm-hmm. And then that smell now, because I've like basically engineered it to be, is very, very calming for me and very meditative.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's always so good when you can like trick yourself into being like, you like this. This calms you down.
Do you, good, you know do mean? Nice things when you smell this, and now you will associate it with nice things.
There is something to be said about taking a second to like center yourself and like give yourself room to like take 15 minutes out of your day and do whatever the fuck you want, you know?
Yeah. I say I don't know if it worked because the entire time I would be doing my little yoga, I would find like 15 minute morning stretch like on YouTube and just do that.
Yeah.
But like, the whole time I would be following the movements, but just like thinking about all the things I had to do that day.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Same.
So it's
same.
Like I'm kind of not fully, fully present, but
I can never shut my brain off during yoga, but I try to focus on the breath, you know?
Yeah. If anything, I'm like, oh, I feel slightly more limber. Get the blood flowing. So I guess that's
kind of right. Right.
Yeah. I don't feel like a crumpled up paper ball like when I wake up.
You know what? And that's all you can ask for.
Truly.
My smell of the year. You know what? This is a hard one because I did think about it. But I think mine would be Vanilla Cloud, the hand soap from Bath & Body Works.
Oh, yes. Didn't you get like a dozen bottles of that?
I got like, they sent me like 14 of them.
Holy shit.
And they were like, if you need more, let us know. I'm like, how many hands do you think I have?
Grow some more.
Right. It's called Vanilla Cloud, end of sentence. You know, like that's why. But also, I got it when I moved in here to this place. And this year has been, as I said, filled with a lot of change and jobs and apartments and everything else. And when I moved in here, sort of like all the changes just sort of, I thought were like culminating and like, and I just felt like I finally like landed. Yeah. And I think I said this earlier when I on the show a few months ago, but like that's always how that era, and I guess this era is going to smell to me. It's just like this cloud of warm vanilla and sandalwood and all of that. It's very, not even comforting, it's gratifying. It's sort of like, ooh, bitch, you did that, you know?
Yeah.
And it all sort of
the smell came of success together.
The smell of success and the smell of just like contentment and like accomplishing things. And, you know, it feels so good to be this young and have this fun and be successful. So successful. Yeah. So I think that's it. That's going to be a very 2021 fragrance to me for sure.
Yeah. The hand soap, man. You know? It sneaks up on you.
It does sneak up on you. It gets in your head.
That's why I only want to have fancy hand soap.
Yeah.
And I know it feels ridiculous to pay more than $5 for a hand soap, but no, it's not.
Listen, life is short.
Right?
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm finally using another And Other Stories hand soap. They're Deja Vu. What is it? Deja Vu something. But it smells a lot like cloud.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a lot, a lot. Yeah.
All right. You love that.
That's what I'm washing. What are you washing with? That's like pretty much all the categories I have.
I think that's solid. I think that was a good app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, girls, what a year it's been.
It's a wrap, baby.
It's a wrap, baby. It's not all the year-end content we have for you. I don't remember what else we're doing. I think we're going to do a Q&A next week, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a minute.
An end of year. It's our biannual Q&A.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we do it every 6 months.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair.
Yeah, which is not saying much because we've only been a podcast for like 13 months now.
Y'all have to stop telling us that you prefer episodes with no guests. Like, don't give us that power or that stress. Because, like, getting guests on here is a lot of work and very stressful. But then it's like you leave us to our own devices. And that is somehow very stressful, too, even though it's, like, literally not a lift. But regardless, whatever you like about what we do, we're happy that you come back week to week. We are very grateful for you.
We're very grateful. We're so glad that you enjoy this podcast because we whatever the fuck it is, we enjoy doing.
We do. We really do enjoy it. So thank you. And yeah, leave us 5 stars, baby, in a review. Yeah.
It's the holidays after all.
I know. Please follow us on Instagram at smellulator.mp3. I'm at Tynan Buck.
I am at Sabletooth Tigra. And we will smell you later.
Smell you later.